Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I am your host, Tony Serino, and this is your daily dose of all things Steelers. Today on the podcast, we are continuing our 2018 position preview for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Today, talking about the tight ends. And I know tight end is not a sexy position on this team right now. It's pretty boring, actually, considering that there's been no real turnover at the position whatsoever. No additions really to speak of that are meaningful in any way. The Steelers are going to be returning Vance McDonald, Jesse James, and Xavier Grimble. And there'll be some guys at the back end there that could potentially compete with Xavier Grimble for the third spot. But, you know, all the stuff we talked about yesterday with wide receivers and really this whole week with how the roster construction at running back and wide receiver, you know, has some intrigue to it as to who can make the roster at the back end of those positions. Tight end really doesn't have that, right? I mean, Xavier Grimble has been on this team for a couple years now. He's becoming a veteran on this team. And I think the Steelers have a lot of hope that he can become more than just your average third string tight end. And I think that they like his raw athleticism, what he brings to the table as a pass catcher, as a potential playmaking pass catcher. I think the hope there with Xavier Grimble is that they can find him as a late blooming playmaker. Not a whole lot of news and notes really to get to today, so we're going to get right into this tight end preview. I got to say, I know that it's a boring position, but I am excited to talk about tight end because I am excited about the prospect of Vance McDonald in 2018 with a season now to prepare for this offense. Remember, he was signed so late in the year last year, after all of preseason, or maybe it might have been right before the last preseason game, but, you know, kind of got thrown into duty week one. So, you know, he didn't start early and then he got hurt and didn't really get into his groove until, Baltimore at the end of the year. And then he was hurt in that game and sat out against New England, then came back against Houston. Really, you know, I think this guy had like 180 yards for the season last year. He only played in 10 games. And in those 10 games, really only got, I think in two or three of them was he a real contributor in the passing game. So, you know, there's not a whole lot to speak of about Vance McDonald's 2017 season, but we go into 2018 now. He is now the presumed starter. We're going to have a year to prepare for Vance McDonald in this offense. And if you were a fan of my previous podcast, Steeler Country, you know that I was over the moon with the signing of Ladarius Green 2 years ago. I thought that was the perfect replacement for Heath Miller. Heath Miller was a great tight end. Don't get me wrong here, right? Heath Miller was a terrific tight end. I loved what Heath Miller brought to the offense. He was a very, you know, he's a possession tight end. Not necessarily a playmaker at the position, a good blocker, and a very dependable option in the passing game. But what happened near the end of Heath Miller's career is you started to see the evolution of the tight end position becoming this real playmaker, tight ends that can be split out wide, don't necessarily have to line up, you know, opposite the tackle, right? And with the Steelers and the way their offense started to get constructed, as Heath Miller retired, you start to think about, well, what if the Steelers added not just another Heath Miller type tight end, right? You know, the average, you're a good blocker, a good possession guy, but not necessarily a playmaker. What if they went out there and instead of having that, they got a playmaking tight end, one of these, you know, Jimmy Graham, Rob Gronkowski, one of those guys. And that's what I thought Ladarius Green could bring to the offense. And I said it at the time, Ladarius Green could be so special for this offense because of the talent that he's surrounded by. Not only is Ladarius Green, I thought, could be in the category of these playmaking tight ends, and certainly, you know, I didn't think he was going to be Rob Gronkowski or, you know, Jimmy Graham. He wouldn't be on that level. He would certainly be like your poor man's Rob Gronkowski, but at least bringing that to the table. And when you surround him then with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell and all these other players that defenses have to worry about, the tight end in this offense becomes the forgotten man, right? He becomes the third or fourth option, not just offensively, but on defense as far as who are we trying to take out of the play, right? When you're going up against the killer bees, it's let's double team AB, let's stack the box to make sure Le'Veon doesn't run, you know, can't run the ball, and we have to dedicate something to, if this is a passing play, we have to cover Le'Veon with a good defender, otherwise he will make us pay. And you also want to get to Ben Roethlisberger because you don't want to give Ben a ton of time back there. You know, he has traditionally in his career been a very good player as he is able to extend play. So all of that is what it takes to defend this Steeler offense. And having said all of that, what we haven't seen out of this offense with the best wide receiver in the game in Antonio Brown, the best running back in the game in Le'Veon Bell, and a top five quarterback still to this day, Ben, well, I guess if you're Derek Carr, it might be top 10 or top 15, but Ben Roethlisberger, to me, still a top five quarterback in this league. And yet, over the past three seasons, we haven't really seen this offense be a top five, a consistent top five offense. I mean, we have, talent-wise, what should be the number one offense when you consider how good the offensive line has been over the past couple seasons as well. And yet we haven't really gotten to that point. And why is that? Is that a slight on Antonio Brown? Is it a slight on Le'Veon Bell? Is it a slight on Ben Roethlisberger? I don't know. I think it might be a slight on some of the other players that have been surrounding them. You know? Yes, Antonio Brown has had great seasons. He was great a year ago. Right? He was an MVP caliber player a year ago. Le'Veon Bell had a very good year a year ago. Ben Roethlisberger had a good year at the end of last season. And yet, the whole offense, you know, as a whole, I mean, it was a tale of two halves, right? The first half of the season, I think we were mediocre to bad in some games, and the back half of the season really started to near their potential. But I think what this team needs is more of the role player types to step up, right? What you need is those kind of above average players who can be great when surrounded by this much talent. I think you saw that with Juju, and really the sky can be the limit for Juju. We don't really know the caliber of player he is just yet because he's only played one season. With Vance McDonald, I think you get the idea. Vance McDonald is a better player at this point in his career than Jesse James, right? But how good can Vance McDonald be? That's the question. And how good can Vance McDonald be in this offense? Because what this offense needs, to me, is a good to great tight end. You add that into the mix with Le'Veon Bell, with Antonio Brown. You put a good, consistent pass catcher who can make plays after the catch. That's what Ladarius Green brought to the offense 2 years ago. And in the short time that Ladarius Green was healthy that year, I think he played in, what, four or five games that year, maybe six games in 2016? The four or five games he played in, he was a playmaker in those games. Right, go back and watch the game against the Colts and the Giants. I mean, the Bills game is a forgettable one, but he had the big catch against Cincinnati. That was how he got hurt. But in those games, he was making big catches. And the thing about Ladarius in those games is they weren't like big combat catches, right? Maybe the one against Cincinnati was. That's the one where he took the big shot. But otherwise, he was pretty wide open. He was the forgotten man in that offense. And a Ladarius Green with the skills that he brought to the table as the forgotten man allowed him to make big play after big play. He wasn't going to be the focal point of the offense. Right? He wasn't going out there and putting up 150 yards a game. The offense was still running through Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. But it just felt like whenever this offense wanted to, they could go to Ladarius and get big plays. And you saw that in the limited amount of time we had Ladarius. So what's exciting about Vance McDonald is that if he can bring that same things to the table, and you know, I'm pinning all my hopes here on how good he looked against Jacksonville. But Jacksonville had the best defense in football a year ago. Right? Well, right up there with Minnesota, right? Whether it's Minnesota or Jacksonville, up for debate. But one of the best two defenses in football a year ago. And they were having to defend against all of the weapons we're talking about. Juju was healthy. AB, maybe not healthy in that game, but he played, and he played at a very high level. Ben, Le'Veon, all of these things that they had to worry about, right? And who had a great game that day? Le'Veon had a great game. AB had a great game, right? But Vance McDonald, if you look at the stats, it was 10 catches, 118 yards for Vance McDonald. He was the forgotten man in that game. And it felt like, again, anytime that offense wanted to, they could go to Vance McDonald. He wasn't the focal point in that game, but what Haley did so well was he worked Vance McDonald, and he worked him in as a second or third option, and then also there were plays that were designed to go to Vance. And I thought that was a brilliant game plan, and it showed that when this offense is humming, and they were at the end of last season, when they're going, AB is going to be great, Le'Veon's going to be great, Ben's going to be great, but you add anything else we add in, like a Vance McDonald, and this thing, it's borderline unstoppable. We scored 42 points against the Jacksonville Jaguars in three quarters, right? Yes, that was a slow starting game, and you know, part of the reason why I think Haley got let go was because of the first quarter play calling there with this the weird, you know, wide the what was it, three wide receiver screens on one possession, and everything was kind of the first 15 scripted plays were just wacky. But regardless, the last half of that game, right, once that offense found a rhythm, they were unstoppable. And I think Vance McDonald was a big part of that. We talk a lot about this offense being a 30-point-a-game offense, right? And the Steelers talk about that. Every year we hear about this is going to be the year that it all comes together. We have so much talent. We're going to score 30 a game. That's our goal, right? Last year they struggled to score 20 a game at the beginning part of the season, right? They've never, for whatever reason, the Killer Bees have never reached their potential. Because 30 points a game, I think, is a good barometer for this team, or a good goal for this team. And if the offense is scoring 30 points a game, right, if they're reaching their potential and they're doing that consistently, well, then a lot of the things we've talked about this offseason, all of this worry about the defense and who's going to play free safety and how are we going to get to the, you know, how are we going to be able to rush the passer? Is Cam Hayward going to have to get double-digit sacks again? Right, what's going to happen with Bud Dupree and T.J. Watt? Who's going to play inside linebacker? Is it going to be Matakevich or Bostic? And are we going to see any evolution in the secondary as far as Sean Davis making a leap or Artie Burns? Right, are we going to have to see Cam Sutton take over for Artie? Right, there's a lot of question marks on defense. We're all worried about who's going to be the playmaker and how, you know, is this defense going to be as bad as it was a year ago? A lot of that's not going to matter if offensively we're reaching our peak. And getting this 30-point-a-game offense. Now, you know, the counterpoint to that is, look, the offense was humming at the end of last season, and we got rocked by Jacksonville. And I will agree. We have to have a better defense than we did a year ago. But it's, you know, we're not going to be playing these. You know, a lot of last season was play bad, then fourth quarter or third and fourth quarter, everybody turns it on, defense comes to play, offense is unstoppable, and we come back and hit a Boswell field goal at the end of the game. That's not going to be the case in 2018 if this offense is going, right? If we're jumping out to 14-point leads early, to 20-point leads early, again, at that point, offenses are one-dimensional. It doesn't matter how good your defense is at that point because the offenses don't have the luxury of trying to expose the little things that are wrong with your defense. Their worry is we got to start putting points on the board, right? So that's where I say this offensively, the tight end position to me could be the difference maker for this entire team. I think it unlocks so many free plays, so many free first downs, so many free yards going through Vance McDonald. And we've seen this with Jesse at times. Jesse has had some big games himself. I remember 2016 against the Baltimore Ravens. He had some big catches in that game as well. I mean, Joe, we've seen this from Jesse from time to time, but I think Vance McDonald is a remarkably better player than Jesse James. And the other thing about Vance McDonald that we haven't talked about yet is how good he is in the red zone. This is another thing we didn't see out of him, right? Everything we're talking about today is a projection because, you know, the only game we can really go on from 2017 is the Jags game. But here's what I'll say. Go back to his San Francisco tape. He scored four touchdowns in 2016, and only had 24 catches the entire year. That's pretty good. Four touchdowns and 24 catches. That's pretty good. The guy's a very good red zone threat. And that's something the Steelers have struggled with the past couple of seasons, scoring field goals instead of scoring touchdowns. And that's what keeps teams in games. I'm reminded of the game against Detroit. Again, we talked about this yesterday with Eli Rogers dropping that pass in the end zone early on. Leaving the Lions hanging around, they made that a game, you know, as we went on. So I think Vance McDonald is going to be a big part of the success of this offense in 2018. It can happen without him because we have so much talent there, right? I mean, if James Washington ends up being a Mike Wallace type deep threat early in his career, then I mean that will do the same things for the offense that that Vance McDonald could do, right? Taking the top off of the defense opens things up underneath. But I'm excited. I'm excited to get Vance McDonald, and I've been excited for so long to get a legitimately good tight end. And this is not a try to be a slight on Jesse James because I think he has done very well as a replacement for Heath Miller, right? But he doesn't have the playmaker type. He struggles with combat catches. He struggles with run after catch. Those have just been things that he struggled with throughout his career. And I think Jesse James is an average tight end in this league. I think Vance McDonald has the potential to be a very good tight end in this league, and in a Steeler offense surrounded by so much talent, a great tight end. So, again, you know, as we break down the position and who's going to play where and that kind of thing, yeah, look, Vance McDonald is your starter as long as he's healthy. Now, he's never played 16 games in his career. Right? He's never played a full season. So that's definitely a worry. And we've already heard that he's struggling with an injury in minicamp and during OTA. So it's likely he's going to miss some time in 2018 just based on the way his career has gone. But yeah, the idea here would be that if he can play 14, 15 games this year, including being healthy for a playoff run, I think that puts this team over the top. I really do offensively. I think that it opens up a lot of things offensively that the Steelers haven't had in the past couple of seasons. So I'm excited. I am excited for this tight end group, especially I'm excited for Vance McDonald if he stays healthy. All right, that's going to do it for Locked On Steelers this week. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on Monday to talk about the offensive line right here on Locked On Steelers.